Here's what we're talking about. We are not talking about roles. That's a big distinction that we want to make. We are not talking about a role that you play. We are talking about who God has made you to be. There's a big difference between those two things. There's a tremendous difference between those two things. Because my wife, let's just take Rachel for example. Right now, Rachel is playing some really significant roles. She is a school teacher and a leader at Wren High School. She is a mother of four young men, and she is a wife to me. And but here's the thing. All three of those roles, which right now are all consuming and are very validating for her, could be gone in one day. She could have a Job moment. She could have a Job moment. Where in a moment, everything is lost. The boys and I could be riding home from a football game that she didn't go to, or she's in another car, and all five of us could die just like that. Now, who is she? She's not my wife anymore. She's not their mother anymore. Who is she? Now, that'd be a devastating thing for anyone to experience. But one of the unique temptations, and y'all deal with this a little bit more when it comes to these kind of relational roles than we do as men. I think that's a safe thing to say. Is that there's this real danger of confusing role and identity. And it's one of the reasons why so many moms struggle and try and hang on as their kids are getting older, and they actually end up marginalizing their children as their children are getting older and want more freedom, because they feel the loss of their identity, because they've confused their identity with a role that they were playing in their child's life. And as their child no longer needs them in the same ways, they now wonder, who am I? And some of that's inevitable, because the roles that you play as women are so significant. We have women who are part of our church who are single and who feel like, I can't be fully a woman in the way that y'all talk about a woman because I'm not married to a man. I've had that conversation with a number of our single women. And that's a difficult, some of that comes from the ways in which we've talked about marriage, but some of that is just, there's this real temptation as a woman to define yourself by a role rather than who you are. And so what we're going to try to do is come up with a theology and the language for what it means to be a woman that is derived from the scriptures, but is culturally relevant for our context today.